This morning we are thinking here in Brookside about the 6 days that God made the world. And day number one, God made the light. In day number two, God made the sky and the sea. And then day number three, God made the land and the plants that would be on it. And then day number four, 3 days after the light was made, God made the sun, the moon, and stars that would carry the light. Day number five, 3 days after the sky and sea was made, he made the animals that were the creatures that would live in the sea and in the sky. And then day six, 3 days after he made the dry land, he made the animals and the people who would live on the dry land. And we'll see in the next picture how he made Adam and Eve and the beautiful world they live in, a world that was perfect, a world that was amazing. And I made this, for those who weren't here this morning, you missed a treat. I made this here rocket. And the difference was I made this rocket out of pieces of Lego. But God made the world out of nothing. And God just spoke it. And it all came into place. It all came about. But what we're going to think about tonight is the world that we see outside our boys and girls is not a world that is perfect anymore. Because we get sick at times, people hurt each other, people get sad, and people die. And we're going to think about tonight is how this world got messed up. Do you ever make something and you're really pleased with what you made up? Like, I'm so pleased, my rocket has been made, but then somebody might come and just go and just break it all up. And that's not so nice, is it? And that's exactly what happened to God's world. And that's what we're going to think about tonight, about how this world has been messed up, but how this world can be made right again. I'm going to show you a picture. Shoot it on there. The most famous, next picture there, the most famous picture in the world. Let me know what that lady is called, what that picture is called. Is it Johanna? Very good. The Mona Lisa. That is the Mona Lisa. Isn't that a very nice picture? Do you like that picture? Some are, some don't. Well, I thought, you know, I could do it better. Now, that was done by Leonardo da Vinci 500 years ago, and I thought I could do it better. I could change it to make it even better. Do you want to see my picture? You can flick it on there. What do you think of my picture? I thought she needed a hat and a nice wee flower in the hat. Some glasses would help her, and I thought she needed a Northern Ireland shirt. Okay, good win last night, so we hope all that in. And she might get cold, so I thought she would need some mittens. Okay, I thought I could do it even better. Did I do it better, boys and girls?
No.
What? No. Do you know how much the Mona Lisa, if you could buy it, do you know how much you'd have to pay to buy the Mona Lisa? Any ideas?
$5,000 million.
Not exactly. Let's see, Jonah. Sorry? Googleplex? Oh, see. Any ideas how much it will cost? How much will it cost? Right. Luke, what do you think?
5 million.
5 million? Matthew? No, higher. Johanna? Do you know how much they say that's worth? The first answer is maybe the nearest one. It's valued at £1 billion. That is 1,000 million pounds. Right. How much do you think my picture would be worth? Now, be nice. Okay, everyone.
£50.
You give me £50, I'll give it to you. Right, Matthew, what do you think? £3? I'll take £3 for it. Okay, that's enough. I don't think mine is even worth 3p, actually. I don't think it's worth it much at all. And the thing was, I thought I could do what the master did, what Leonardo da Vinci. I thought that I could make it even better. And you know, if I went into the Louvre in Paris, where that picture of the Mona Lisa is, if I brought my markers in and I went to try and make the Mona Lisa look better, I wouldn't get anywhere near it. The guards would be on top of me. Because you cannot improve on something that has been done by the master. And this is how, boys and girls, the world has been made up. God, who is the master, this world was a masterpiece, absolutely perfect. People thought that they could do it better than God. And the reason why that's important, because even today, boys and girls, we sometimes think that we can do it better than God. Let's look at what happened in the story. Next picture there. Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and God told them they could eat of any tree in the Garden of Eden. They could take all of that fruit, except of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. In other words, they were to let God decide what was right and what was wrong and to obey him. And if they did that, they could live in this wonderful paradise forever, this perfect, perfect world. But then the serpent, who really was the devil, he came and said, did God really say you couldn't take of that tree? And God had told him if they take of that tree, they would die. And the devil says, will you really die? God knows that if you take of this tree, you will be like God. And in other words, the serpent was saying that God is a bit of a spoil sport. But listen, boys and girls, God had put them in the most perfect world, the most perfect garden, absolutely nothing wrong at all. Is God a spoil sport? Of course not. The God who would send his son to die on the cross is no spoil sport. But Eve listened. And we see in the next picture, she took of the fruit, of the forbidden fruit, and she ate it. And then in the next picture, she gave some to Adam as well, and he ate also. And once they took of that, boys and girls, everything changed. Sin had come into the world. Sin had come into Adam and Eve's life. And now this perfect world which God had made now had been messed up by men and women turning away from God and living a life of sin. And that is why today, boys and girls, people get sick, people hurt each other, people die. It's because the world has been messed up by our sin. Because we all have received this sin from Adam and Eve. When you're born, maybe when you're a little baby and you grow up, people might say, you're like your mummy, you're like your daddy, you're like your grander, you're like your granny. Awful that might be. But you know something? We are like our parents and we all have got sin. We all have got the sin of Adam and Eve. And as soon as they took that fruit and sinned, all was different and they knew it. And the next picture shows us that in the evening, God would come and God would walk with Adam and Eve and talk to them. Can you imagine that? God walking beside you in the evening. But when God came into the garden that evening, they hid. And you see, they're different. They made some clothes out of fig leaves to cover themselves. They now were aware that they were naked. Before, they didn't look at themselves. They didn't think about themselves. Before they sinned, they thought about God. They thought about each other. Now sin made them to be selfish and to look at themselves. And they tried to hide from God. Now, can you hide from God?
No.
No, you cannot. You might hide from each other, play hide and seek, find a really good hiding place, and you can hide from each other, but you can never hide from God because God knows everything. God knows where we always are. And God then said to them, what have you done? What have you done? And he said, we were naked and we hid from. How do you know you're naked? God said. Have you eaten from the tree? What did Adam do? Well, the next picture, Adam blamed Eve. It's her fault. She made me do it. She told me to do it. What did Eve do? Next picture. She blamed the serpent. He told me to do it. Now, this whole world would be very different. And God announced what was going to happen. The next picture, he told the serpent that forever he would now crawl on his belly and eat dirt. He told Adam and Eve that now weeds would grow up from the ground. And these weeds would make it hard to grow things. That Adam would be able to get food with really, really hard work. Eve would know pain in her life, particularly when she would have children. And one day they would die. From dust you are, to dust you will return, God said. One day you will die because you have taken off this fruit. You see, boys and girls, sin is so serious. This whole world has been messed up. We have been messed up because of our sin. God made a perfect world. but it's been messed up. And sometimes people say, why does God allow people to get sick? Why does God allow people to hurt each other? Why does God allow people to die? Boys and girls, we have done it. Our sin, the sin of all mankind, has messed this perfect world up. Was God going to say, right, away with you, I'll have nothing more to do with you? No. Because God wasn't caught by surprise. God knows everything. He knows everything that's going to happen in the future. And God is never surprised. God said to the serpent, you will crawl on your belly. But he said, one day the seed of the woman, that somebody who would come from the woman, would indeed crush the serpent's head. And the serpent would bite his heel. And do you know who that person was who has won the victory over the serpent and over the devil? It is Jesus on the cross. Jesus, by dying on the cross, deals with that sin which has messed up this world, deals with that sin which separates us from God. Jesus, by his death on the cross, will break the devil's hold on people. Jesus would make things right again. What happened next was going to tell this message. Let's see the next picture. Do you remember how Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves with fig leaves? Now God took an animal and he killed the animal and used the coat of the animal to cover Adam and Eve and their nakedness. God was saying something very important. The only thing that can cover our sin is a sacrifice for sin. This was the first animal who died as a sacrifice for sin. And of course, all those sacrifices of lambs and cows were pointing forward to the one person who would die to save us. The one person who can cover our sin. And that, of course, is the Lord Jesus. So this world has messed up. Men and women have messed up. The world is going to be very different. The world is going to be a place of sadness. But God is saying there's hope in one place, in Jesus, who's going to come to rescue. But Adam and Eve, is in the next picture, they couldn't live in the Garden of Eden any longer. They weren't allowed to eat of the tree of life and live forever. They were going to die. And then we see in the next picture that a great big angel with a flaming sword guarded the way to the tree of life. They couldn't live forever. They were going to die. But boys and girls, do you remember the message about the snake was going to have his head crushed? Remember the message about how Adam and Eve were covered? Jesus, God's Son, was going to come into this world. He's going to suffer so much through his death on the cross so we could be rescued from our sin, so that this world which has been messed up could be put back together again. Do you remember how my thing was messed up? My rocket was messed up. One of the pieces went flying up here. Okay. But I can put it back together again. And God is going to do that with this world. The world that has been messed up, when Jesus comes again, he's going to make it into a perfect new world. Where there be no sickness, no death, no sadness, no sin. This world is going to be changed, boys and girls, into a perfect new world where people will live forever with Jesus and never die. But, boys and girls, if you're going to be in this perfect new world which Jesus is going to make new, there's only way you can go to this world. Is it by being good? No way. Is it by going to church? No way. It's by trusting in Jesus to be your Savior, to take away your sin, and to be the Lord of your life. We can only go to this new world when we're saved by Jesus. So, boys and girls, it's late on a Sunday night, but I have a question for you. Are you going to this new world? Are you trusting in Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord? Have you been saved from your sin? Mums and dads, grannies and grandas, everyone else, same question for you. Are you going to this glorious new world? Will there be no sadness, no sickness, no death? No sin. Have you been saved from your sin? Have you come to Jesus for your salvation.